a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello there, Darren.
Hello there.
Oh, hello there.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show. How's the new year treating you so far?
Well, we've got sunshine today.
Yes. Wind advisory, though.
Yeah, I think the wind is starting to pick up a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, what was it?
A lot of guys walking around in shorts.
Well,
and I don't
get
that.
We've got that spring fever already. I have a sneaky feeling that we are going to get about 40 inches of snow in February.
I bet you're right. But have you noticed just an uncomfortable amount of dudes in shorts in January?
Oh, I always notice that.
My goodness.
My goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, you must work out.
Yeah. Just, I don't quite understand that. You know,
I did a lot of dog walking over the weekend.
How'd that go for you?
It was good. It was three shifts of it.
Right, because you can't walk them all at once.
No.
How many can you walk at a time?
You could walk three.
Yeah,
I could walk three, but it would depend. But a very popular sport on Saturday was taking those Christmas lights down.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing it.
Yeah, well, that was the weekend for it, and yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
I saw a lot of women taking down lights, and I thought, good for you, baby.
You've come a long way, baby.
Way to take those lights down.
Did you say that to any of the women? Good for you, honey. Way to take down those lights. I like to see that.
I got slapped a lot on Saturday.
Well, you know.
Which is really what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's it. I like to walk the dogs and get slapped by strange women as they take lights off of their homes. Yeah, it's.
Where'd you get that black eye? Don't you worry about it. It was well earned.
I deserved it. That's the important thing. Oh, it's top five things time. I've got a lot to get through here on the show.
I don't know
that we're going to get through all of it, but that's I wanted to start.
We're back on Thursday
with a Burger King Yumbo story.
Mm.
Burger King lied to a guy, and he's now suing them. Although
the truth comes out.
Yeah, I mean, Burger King's at it again. Curtis Boomer wanted to wash his hands at a Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And for his trouble, he was humiliated, injured, and had to spend an hour locked in a stinky bathroom. The Portland man claims he was stuck in a Burger King bathroom for over an hour.
Do they have prison cells at Burger Kings?
Prison cells?
Prison cells.
I don't know.
Kind of like, you know how they have the cell? What?
Oh, a cell. Like they have the
jail.
Yeah, like they have jail. Bleachers at Wrigley? You mean, no. No, there's
was
no.
It, what is, was
the
it,
Burger King does not have a burger dungeon. Is that what you're
yes,
asking
burger
me?
Burger dungeon.
Throw them in the burger dungeon.
Was
no.
It, was it the old Veterans Stadium that used to have a
Wrigley Field has
and
one.
Wrigley Field has
yeah,
one too.
Yeah.
A holding tank.
Yeah, where they arrest you and they
yeah,
just
put you there.
It's right under the bleachers, right?
Mm, so you can still hear hear everybody having a good time.
Uh huh. Yeah,
and they could still hear you.
Right. You still have some idea what's going on with the game.
I'm down here, dilly dilly.
So he got locked in a bathroom there at the Burger King in December, and he's suing now. But this is where things get
intentionally.
Weird. It gets weird. His lawyer says it wasn't a pleasant experience for him, and he spent an hour in the restaurant after just gaining his composure. According to the suit, Curtis Bruner. Went to the Burger King there in Portland on December the 15th. He got stuck in the bathroom and the lock didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So he called the phone number that was on his Burger King receipt. The employees slid a fly swatter beneath the door for him to try and pry the lock open.
Right.
Which, by the way, it appeared to him that the fly swatter had been damaged from other attempts to jimmy open the bathroom door.
So this happens.
Yes. The 50-year-old man says that he cut his hand squeezing the swatter between the door and the door frame. All of this going on while all of the Burger King employees and customers were heard laughing at him on the other side of the door. Finally, a locksmith was called, mm-hmm. came and got him out.
Well, we're going to try the fly swatter first.
So this happened on December 15th. Today, as we're sitting here in the Capriotti Studios doing today's podcast, it's, what, January the 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was December 15th. To make things right, the manager of the Burger King said, listen, we're going to give you free food for the rest of your life. Because we can't have you.
But it's Burger King food.
We can't have you reporting this to corporate.
Can it be from somewhere else?
My employees laughing at you as you were locked in the bathroom is not a good look for us. Curtis, we're going to offer you free food for the rest of your life.
I'll take it.
Yes. And he did take it. And the Burger King says he was coming in too often. So they had to take away the free meals for life.
There wasn't a stipulation as to what the free food for life
how
means.
How could he possibly have overused the free meals for life? This just happened not even a month ago. This is 3 weeks ago.
Well, he must have really got at it.
To make things right, the manager offered him free food for the rest of his life.
He has that authority to do that.
Well, that's the problem. He doesn't.
Okay.
He was comped for these meals that he had at the Burger King until a regional manager found out about the deal and said, no.
You did what?
No, we're not giving.
You offered up what?
We're not giving away
a lifetime.
A lifetime worth of food to this man. So now Bruner and his attorney are suing for a number, and this is what they've come up with. They sat and did the math, okay? So this guy is, what did I tell you?
50.
He's 50. He and his attorney sat down, they crunched the numbers, and they figure he'll probably live to be 72 years old. That'd be about 5 years less than the average. And the reason the lawyer took the 5 years off is this guy eats a lot of cheeseburgers. So the lawyer's like, look, no jury's going to believe you're making it to 77.
Oh, it's a vicious cycle.
With a burger meal costing $7.89 over 2 years, that would work out to $9,026.16. That's the exact amount now he is suing Burger King for.
Per day?
Well, a weekly burger meal. That's a meal a week.
Okay, a week.
So the lawyer's just saying, free food for life, that should be a meal a week.
Yes. Which is
for the rest of your
which
life.
Which is typically what you get when you get some sort of for a year or for life. It's a weekly thing.
Yeah, free food for life doesn't mean breakfast, lunch,
no,
and dinner.
No. And snacks.
Right?
No, it usually means something per week.
Who was the guy? Charles Ramsey. Remember that name? Charles Ramsey was the guy in that Cleveland story that when those women were
found,
made their way out of that house, didn't the local McDonald's offer him free meals for life?
I believe so.
He's like, I ate ribs with that dude. What was his catchphrase? Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. When a white woman ran into my arms, I knew something was wrong. We eat ribs with that dude. But we didn't have a clue. They made a song and everything about that. You remember
they did,
that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a different world.
So they're suing for $9,026, and the lawyer says, I think we'll reach a fair settlement. It's crazy to me that the lawyer isn't asking for, like, $1 million.
Right, 9,000.
This seems like the most reasonable lawyer I've ever heard of in my life.
It sounds like a horrible lawyer.
Well,
you're going to get what for me?
Well, look, though, $9,000 in Burger King food for being locked in a bathroom for an hour.
No, it's
I don't think being realistic that that's the worst deal in the world.
No, it's not.
Right. I also don't know why you would want to go back to a restaurant where you were locked in a bathroom and everybody laughed at you.
So that's the only Burger King you can go to?
Well, it's Portland, Oregon.
Well,
I imagine they have more than one location, right?
You would think.
Yeah, the Burger King. You know, you make a good point with the Burger Dungeon. Burger King doesn't really do a lot with the whole castle motif. Like, they've just kind of given that away to the White Castle.
That's true.
I mean, it's the Burger King, but I don't feel like they do anything that's that royal.
You could certainly have a dungeon.
Yeah, or a moat. Why not have a moat if you're the Burger King? Is Burger Castle a place? Would you get in trouble for that because of White Castle? It just seems like if you're the king, there should be, man, like a dragon
outside.
A little
more royal, yes.
Yeah, like a treasure chest or a big throne. Like,
or people guarding the Burger King.
I mean, it might as well be Regina King. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's like a last name at this point. There's nothing regal about it. And I want, if I'm at the Burger King, to have a royal experience. Can you dig it? Speaking of weird experiences in a restaurant in Paris, they have shut down now the first restaurant for nude diners, where you can just go in Paris and eat your meal in the nude. There's a lot of things I don't want to ever do naked.
No napkins needed.
Oh, well, I would think you would need napkins. Like, if I get...
You don't have to worry about getting it on anything.
Yeah, but I don't want ranch dressing in my chest hair. That would drive me crazy.
Shower later.
The first Paris restaurant for nude diners is going to shut down. It's going to close its doors next month after just 15 months of being open due to the fact that nobody was going there. Paris's first, very first nudist restaurant called Au Naturel gave you a place to leave your clothes and inhibitions at the door.
Truth be told, our happy hour was pretty sad.
And they said at the time when this opened in November of 2017, they said this is evidence that nudism, or as they call it, naturalism, is on the rise in France. But now they've decided that they're going to have to close down because just nobody's coming in.
I'm here on business.
Now, you don't have nude servers. Like, the waiters are wearing clothes. I imagine that's... Is that a health department thing, probably?
Could be.
You think there's a French health department? There probably is, right? Well, the owners...
Pretty lenient.
The owners have decided, quote, "It is with great regret that we announce the definitive closing of the Au Naturel restaurant on Saturday, February the 16th. Thank you for having participated in this adventure." I mean, the last thing... How are you going to eat... With what I mean, you see at a nudist restaurant.
Well, you can really kind of keep the restaurant. All you have to do is just tell the people to put the clothes on. It's not all is lost.
So just change the name.
Yeah.
And have the same owners. And then you were presented with a list of rules when you sat down in terms of what you were expected, how you were expected to behave. Voyeurism and exhibitionism, likely to shock, was not tolerated.
What about exhibitionism that is not there to shock?
Well, that's...
To allure.
That's what being nudist or naturalist is, isn't it? Teenagers were the only ones. They had to be accompanied by an adult.
Oh,
teenagers
boy.
Were allowed to keep their clothes on in the dining room. So, yeah.
Who brings the teenager?
I got the kids this weekend.
I got the kids this weekend.
But if you think I'm not eating naked, you're crazy.
But you know what? I got to live my life, though.
You know what?
So I'm going to just do what I do.
Look... Babette left me, guys. So, you know, when I it's my weekend to be the dad. When I parent, I make the decisions.
This was your mother's decision.
Let's see. The cuisine was lobster, foie gras, snails, and it would cost you $57.50 for three courses.
Smells like the snails aren't so good this today.
No,
don't worry. That's not the snails.
You're not. It's not. Don't blame. Don't blame that funk on the snails.
No.
You want to get into the top five things?
You probably should.
I like this.
Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast.
Born to do it.
Is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're located in the village of East Davenport. They have a new home, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350, their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds, and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated again at the new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Also, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna, their homemade recipe made fresh daily, and also try their vegetarian sandwiches.
I want to kiss you.
Including their veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and even their veggie cheeseburger. Absolutely delicious. When you're there, make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. like them on Facebook as well, and of course mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
I like turtles.
Here is the top five things.
I don't think they have any turtles.
That kid's in college now.
That kid's probably retired.
He's not.
Yet somehow.
He's not retired. You see the story of this guy in Bettendorf won money on the Powerball?
Mm-mm.
He bought a multiple ticket there at the tobacco outlet on State Street, or as we used to call it, Tacos for Less.
Tacos for Less is where he won it, huh?
And on the ticket, he had enough numbers where I think he was one number shy, so he got $50,000 for that.
Yeah.
And then on the same ticket, he had the Powerball, but no other numbers. So they cut him a check for $50,004.
That's not bad.
So he won in, like, August, but he waited until this week to go get the check.
You lose.
Because he retired. He just retired. He's like, I'll need that money when I retire.
Yeah.
If I take it now, I'll just blow it on something stupid.
I know me. I'll blow it on Tacos for Less.
Number one, we've got a story here of a party pooper, and no, it's not Urban Meyer. By the way, Roll Tide, huh?
Yeah, that was something else.
Are we going to talk about Cody Parkey? I mean, we probably should address that, right?
I'm not shocked.
No, everyone knew that was what was going to happen.
I'm not shocked.
They're not going to cut him, by the way. He's going to be the kicker next year.
You sure of that? Or do they kind of have to keep him because of a bad contract?
They gave him a 4-year contract with guaranteed money.
That's not a good idea. Why do you ever give a kicker guaranteed money?
A kicker! And that kicker! That kicker! Yeah. This isn't some...
Yeah, I don't know how you give a kicker guaranteed money.
It's not Morton Anderson.
No, this is week to week.
This isn't Detroit!
Come on, let's go, you guys!
Boy, that would have been something, though.
It George the Bear.
It's a damn shame they couldn't have stopped him on that fourth down. That would have been something. That would have been nice.
There's lots.
Oh, they had plenty. They had plenty of opportunities.
Eagles score a touchdown, and the Bears have 10 guys on the field.
What are you
How mad you want to get about it?
Nah, I'm not going to get that.
What the hell you call that?
Stupid call.
Hey, what a stupid call that was. Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
I know.
I tell you what, on any sort of long pass play anymore,
there is
pass interference on every play, and it's just a matter of whether it gets called or not.
Yeah.
But on any sort of long pass, unless it's somebody who's completely wide open, if it's any sort of pass of any sort of distance at all, there's always pass interference.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what you do.
Here we go.
That's what people figured out a long, long time ago, and not just in sports.
That's all.
You just work the refs all the time. Work the refs.
I can't do the Cody Parkey thing. I'm still seething about it.
Who would you like to have?
As a place kicker?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Mm.
Anybody else? I know that there was at least one guy statistically worse than him in the NFL. I think that is the fact, right? He was the second worst place kicker in the league this year.
Missed 11 kicks.
11 kicks. And hitting the upright is like... That's really hard to do.
Well, I don't know that he's trying to do that.
Well, he needs to... Whatever he's doing, he needs to stop doing. Number one.
Does it make any difference to you that the kick was blocked?
No, because it's him. I mean, somebody got a finger on it?
Uh-huh. If that.
Hester got a finger on it? Okay. Did he? Party pooper story. Heather Campbell is a substitute teacher. There are 50 nifty United States, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
But this story comes to us from America's Wang.
Florida.
Heather Carpenter, substitute teacher at the Philippi Shores Elementary School. She's going to be arraigned for allegedly sabotaging the principal's party at a Sarasota park by dumping human feces on all of the grills and tables.
That's pretty extreme.
42-year-old was angry over a complaint she filed at school, and she wanted revenge on the principal. The substitute teacher was witnessed wearing rubber gloves and a face mask.
Substitute teacher.
At about 6:30 in the morning, on December 1st when this party was supposed to happen, putting fecal matter all around the pavilion.
Now, where did she find all that?
The party had been reserved for the principal. He was going to have a party there. He had reserved the picnic grounds.
Little later in the day?
Yes. It was going to be the birthday party of his six-year-old daughter. Cops.
What kind of mask was she wearing? C-3PO?
I think face mask means like surgical mask, right?
Not the Halloween mask out of the box?
Oh, well, maybe.
With just the little rubber band and staples?
She confessed to the act of revenge. The principal explained...
Well, if you confess to the act of revenge, yeah, then what you're really confessing to is throwing a bunch of poop all over the place.
She told officers she flung the poop around the pavilion because she was upset over how a complaint she filed at school was being handled, and she wanted to disrupt the birthday party of the principal's six-year-old daughter. I'll show you.
She was not getting the satisfaction she required.
Arrested on suspicion...
I demand it.
Arrested on suspicion of criminal mischief... and was released the next day on $2,500 bond. An actual honest-to-God party pooper.
And where did you get all this feces? Well, I've been planning this for a while.
You know, revenge is a dish best served cold. And
or body temperature.
Two.
Number two on the top five things. All right, well, this story comes to us from Florida.
That's weird.
Yeah, right?
Florida.
Right, so this story, this is another one of these stories where they did a search on somebody and found something weird. 40-year-old Wesley Scott, arrested in Pinellas County, he claimed ignorance when jail officials were doing a morning strip search on him, and they found a bunch of syringes in his rectum. Syringes.
Mm-hmm.
Rectum damn near killed him.
I don't understand how that, like, I'm looking at these words and I said them out loud and I don't know that they make any sense.
It wouldn't be easier just to have them in your pocket?
Well, no, they're doing a strip search on you, so you didn't have any pockets.
Well, you had pockets to begin with.
Yeah, but at some point you gotta take the stuff from your pockets and you wanna bring those syringes into jail with you, don't you? Arrested on Friday on an outstanding warrant charging him with drug possession, when he was searched in the jail, officers found 1, 2, 3 syringes inside his rectum. He had claimed...
One at a time, boys. One at a time.
He said, those aren't my syringes. And when they said, well, how did they get in your butt?
Well, I'm keeping them for someone else.
He said, I don't have an explanation for you there. Charged with introducing contraband into a correctional facility... and held on $5,000.
Listen, I'm as disappointed as anybody.
Look,
here. I wish I had an answer for you.
Look.
Usually I'm the sort of guy that has an answer.
The world's an imperfect place. Screws fall out all the time, and sometimes syringes end up in people's buttholes. What are you going to do?
Just all random. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2019 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. And try one of their matcha green teas, either hot or iced. All delicious. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. We love you all very, very much, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com, the podcast originating from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure when you're there to get your gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Pretty soon they're going to have that truck where Capriotti's will be available at various different places.
And what we will do is we will keep you...
Well, I don't know how we can do that.
On Facebook, we can.
Okay. Because there's people listening to this show now, and the truck's already done for the summer.
Yeah, the podcast isn't going to help you out all that much unless we have, you know, but on Facebook, we will let you know where it's
at. Most people listen to this show within a couple of days of us doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if we've got enough lead time, we'll certainly tell you where it's going to be.
So I'm doing a dry January. I'm not drinking any alcohol.
White month?
Yeah, white month. And I lasted...
Why?
I'm just trying to, you know, make some better choices.
Why not February?
I might roll it into February.
No, I mean
at this
point. February.
It might be January and February. I might do, you know, 2 months. Who knows?
What do you got? Do you have any beer in the fridge that's going to go bad?
A lot of it I feel will be ready for me when I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, just
if I have any that you need to if you can help me, that would be great. But I don't think I have anything in there.
So you're doing a white month. I'm doing a black month.
Well, that's why this partnership works. Although my father-in-law was in town, and he's like, I really want to go to that brewery. I'm like, okay, well, I can go have two drinks. But then
I mean, it's your rules. You can do anything you want to do.
Right, right. So I did go out for two drinks.
As a matter of fact, that's not a bad idea to impose some sort of restrictions on yourself and then just blow them out of.
Well, I had to grandfather myself in because I was with my son's grandfather. You know what I mean? You gotta be a little flexible with these things. Because this is the thing. I'd been talking to him for months about, hey, next time you're in town, I want to take you to some of the new breweries.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'm going to be in town. I'm like, okay, well. What am I going to do?
I'm sorry. I have his self-imposed.
What am I going to do? Yeah. I can't. And I'm not going to take him out and watch him drink while I drink water.
You could.
That would be weird for him. Do you see how selfless I am?
That's true.
I mean, when do I put myself first?
You know what?
It never happens.
You know what I'm a little bit disappointed in?
Mm.
Last year.
Yeah.
Now, maybe this was just that they had all their ducks in a row or they just did a better job of purchasing.
Yeah.
But last year at this time, you could find a very reasonable price on a sparkling wine after the first of the year.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they had it marked down to like $3 a bottle or something like that. And now, it's twice that price. So they just must not have bought as much sparkling wine as last year and didn't get stuck with it.
I was reading an article from a Cicerone. A Cicerone's the rough equivalent of a sommelier for beer. Okay, these are people that take rigorous testing. I passed the first level of Cicerone, but there's like five levels above me. And that fifth level... That's like...
How do you become a Cicerone?
It's extensive beer classes and studying all about the process, being able to sample things and detect off flavors, and just extensive encyclopedic knowledge of the entire beer process. There's this last and final test, and it's not cheap. There might be five people a year that pass the final test. I got into that first phase, and I said, that's enough for me.
Into the 85th percentile?
That would be beyond. I mean, the top level is 99th percentile, if we're being honest. I'm right now, as far as Cicerone training, I'm at about the 5% tile. But I do have a beer certification from the Cicerone Institute.
That's okay, because it's not unlike my karate moves, in that I'm not very good at it, but I'm getting better.
So I was reading this article about all the beer at Aldi. And they were ranking, the Cicerone ranked all the beer at Aldi. Now, I haven't tried any of it.
Sure.
But I have heard from people, you know, Aldi's a German company.
Yes, it is.
And they have all of these beers, and I look at them on the shelves when I go to Aldi, and I think, these look like horror shows. I don't think I should try these. But I'm being told that there are 12 beers you can only get at Aldi, and some of them are supposed to be really damn good.
Sure they are.
Some of them are horrendous.
Try a Monterey. From our good people in Guatemala.
The Folded Mountains here. Let's see. This one is...
I bought some of those for Christmas.
How were they?
I gave them away as gifts.
Did people enjoy them?
I don't know.
The Aldi beers that got the top ratings from the Cicerone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Number five is a lager called Imperium. Belgium-based German-style lager. I mean, that sounds fantastic. There's Bacher.
I don't think I bought either of those.
Then at number three on the list is Third Street Brewhouse Hop Lift IPA.
No, I don't think I bought that.
They sell it in four packs for $6.99. That's a great deal for an IPA.
Oh, no, I have bought that. I didn't buy that this year. I've bought it in the past.
Kinru Blue is a Belgian white.
Uh-huh.
That sounds great. And then Wernesgrüner. Aldi's a German company, and this is a beer out of Saxony, Germany. They've been brewing since 1436.
Well, there you go.
And you can get a six-pack of it for $5.99. I picked the wrong month to go.
I know it.
Okay, Hammer Dog Incorporated says, I drink Aldi beer. What do you think of it, Hammer
Dog?
Do. Is it any good? What do you guys think of the Aldi beer? What do you recommend? What's good today?
I'll tell you what.
What's fresh?
I know that their wines, their Winking Owl.
Yeah.
Is,
what was Amazing Larry's slogan for the Winking Owl?
It wouldn't better stop drinking when it stops winking.
I thought it was when the owl starts blinking.
When the owl starts blinking, better stop drinking.
How's this for good news? A milestone in the fight against cancer. Cancer death rates in these United States are at the lowest they've been in 25 years.
Wow.
The cancer rate has dropped steadily by about 1.5% every year since 1991, resulting in an overall decline of 27% during the 25-year period. This is according to a report from the American Cancer Society. There are 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths than would have been expected if everything stayed where it was in 1991.
Yeah.
Now, there's still lot of work to be done, but that's not so
good
bad.
Good for them. And they don't need your help, Google.
Well, I don't know that that's true. Everybody.
Can we attribute to Google?
Google's done nothing.
Okay.
Hammer Dog Incorporated says the 4-pack IPA is really good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in February when I'm back on the barley, I'll do it.
Number four.
Visiting. Since I went and had two beers during my white month, I've decided that my penance is I can't drink until after Groundhog Day.
Valentine's Day.
No, I don't know.
Pitchers and catchers report.
Oh, I don't know. There's making good choices and there's just being a dick about things. By the way, Pizza Hut number four is going to start delivering beer in Iowa. So when you order your Pizza Hut, if that's something that you do,
you can get beer.
Yeah. Pizza Hut has been dealing with declining sales and they're trying to figure out ways to fix that. We could make the pizza better or. How about we deliver beer along with the pizza?
Or free beer.
Well, there you go. By the middle of this month, customers will be able to order beer for delivery at 300 locations in the United States, including restaurants in Florida, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, and Iowa. By this summer, the plan will be delivery at more than 1,000 locations. So I checked on the Iowa locations. Nothing here locally. Weird locations, like Perry, Iowa, and
when's
Carroll,
the last time
Iowa.
You had a Pizza Hut pizza delivered to your house?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say within the last 6 months.
Oh, has? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a carryout guy.
Yeah, because you don't want to tip? What's your story?
I don't really see the point.
They're building a Domino's very close to your house.
They are?
Yeah, on 18th Street, where that Quad City Coin used to be. They're gutting that out and making that the Domino's.
Oh, are they?
You know, the Domino's that's there on
Ridge. It's right by Harris.
Yeah, across the street from the middle school. But here's the thing. Harris, God bless, but sometimes I don't have $45 for a pizza.
Well, you're ordering a lot of pizza.
No, their pizza is stupid expensive.
Mm.
Am I the only one that feels this way?
It's pricier.
I remember all of this Quad City pizza being really good and reasonably priced.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it seems like in the last 10 years, it's out-damn-rageous what they want for a pizza. So, yeah, I'll go to a chain every now and then because I don't have $50 for pizza
pies. Get it.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with a Totino's party pizza.
Well,
it's a party and a wrapper.
Now, you're singing to the choir on that one. But as far as like for
now, you don't
for entertaining, entertainment pizza.
And here's the thing: it's really a bit of a misnomer for the Totino's party pizza because, quite frankly, you're not getting any of that pizza. This is not a party. This is my pizza. It's small enough; I can eat the whole damn thing. You don't you get none.
That's a great, great call.
It's not a party at all.
When Totino's party pizzas hit the market, picture it, 1985. Each time you got a Totino's party pizza inside the party pizza, I wonder if anyone else remembers this. Inside the party pizza was a sticker for an NFL team. And I was in seventh grade, and I swore by the old gods and the new, I was going to get
gonna collect them all
28 teams in the NFL.
Until there was expansion.
Well, then I couldn't do it. So yeah, I would eat a party pizza every day. I'd get home from junior high, myself a party pizza every day until I completed and had my Trapper Keeper replete.
You can still find them.
With all, back then, 28 teams.
You can still find them for under a dollar.
Was it 28 or 30? How many teams have been added since I was in seventh grade? You got your Jaguars and your Panthers.
Tampa Bay and Seattle would have already been there by
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, no, I can picture the stickers. There's 32 teams right now in the NFL,
yes.
Right?
So
were there 30
Jaguars
teams?
Jaguars and the Panthers.
Has there been any more expansion other than those two? Any other new NFL teams?
Since the Buccaneers and Seahawks?
Since 86, yeah.
I don't think so.
Am I way off on that? So there were 30
teams. I wouldn't say you're way off. We could be off, but I don't think we're way off.
Who are we not thinking of? Who has been added? And I'm not, like, Titans don't count as expansion because they just moved.
Right.
Right? I want to say...
Los Angeles Chargers.
I want to say that it was the Indianapolis Colts by then. Houston Texans are a new team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they left and then they put a team there. And then, well, but there was no Baltimore Ravens back then either.
Right. But that was... that.
So it was 28
That was the Cleveland
teams.
Browns, though.
Right. But the Cleveland Browns are technically an expansion team. Because that team left and then they got a new team.
Oh, boy. You're going to need more party pizzas.
There were 28 teams. I remember counting because that was the number when I was in seventh grade. By God, I'm going to get to 28 degrees. 28 stickers.
You could have knocked it out in a month.
Well, no, because I kept getting the Buccaneers and the Seahawks. It was like, what goes on at Totino's? What's the agenda here? You know what I'm saying?
And don't act like you don't have one, because we know.
Pizza Hut has signed this multi-year deal, by the way, to be the NFL's official pizza sponsor. That happened one day after Papa John said they didn't want any more to do with the NFL.
Yes, you'll notice that. You'll notice that on the broadcast.
Right.
That we'll take it.
Where were we? We got you and I went and saw Springsteen in St. Louis. And we ordered pizza from a place, and they had six packs of beer on the menu.
Yes.
So when they came to the hotel room,
they brought us beer.
They brought us a six pack of beer and the pizza. Now that's St. Louis.
Yes.
They're a little bit more advanced in their beer culture than the rest of the world.
Bigger town.
Right.
Five.
Number five.
But see, I don't know, like in Chicago.
Gateway to
in
the
Chicago,
West,
I never had an experience where I could. Well, I guess I wasn't of age when I lived in Chicago. I still drank a lot of beer, though, if I'm being honest. Thanks for taking this trip down memory lane with me, everybody. Finally, number five.
Yes, five.
Top five things. A Japanese bamillionaire has broken a retweet record. This was something that was important to him. He promised $10,000 each to 100 Twitter users. Japanese billionaire Yasuku Mazawa broke the record for the most retweeted tweet over the weekend. The 43-year-old Japanese bamillionaire, who uses the username YouSuck2020, promised free cash to 100 randomly select people who followed and retweeted him.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet has been retweeted by over 5 million accounts and promises to give
and you
away
get nothing.
1 million yen to 100 people, roughly 10 grand per person.
Boy.
He says, with daily appreciation, I will give 100 million yen in cash. The only way to apply is to follow me and retweet this tweet. So yeah, he's got the biggest retweet of all time. The old record was that kid who did the retweet to get the chicken nuggets from Wendy's. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember that gimmick?
Yeah.
So now that kid is no longer the champ. It's just this kid who wanted to. You know.
What about the guy who got to dress up as the Blooming Onion? Wasn't that a big retweet thing? Remember that?
What?
That was like a year ago.
I don't remember this
one. There's one of those. It's the Outback Bowl.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing the commercials.
And someone had made this costume as a Blooming Onion, and he got enough retweets that they let him show up at the Outback Bowl and run around.
I swear, I didn't really do this on a conscious level, but I must be dying for beer because I'm putting the show together. I've got another beer story here. And that reminds me, there is a new episode of Brood coming out Saturday night at 10:35 on WQAD News 8.
But what you're telling us is when you're actually sipping the beer in the show, it's not
real
beer.
We're not filming. It's not real beer. No, this is the thing. This is the first month in 6 months we're not filming anywhere. So like if I was going to do a dry month, it has to be this month.
I got you.
We're not filming again until February. So I've got a month off from the show. Now, we recorded a bunch of stuff. It's in the can, as we say in show business. So that's being edited and presented.
Now, see, this is what I think would be fun. But being that you're having this white month, that you're having this dry month, if Jenny was to say, oh, you're going to do that? Guess what this month is for me?
Yeah.
Margarita Madness. Just fire up the blender.
Jimmy Buffett machine out. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's take
it to a new level.
CES is the Consumer Electronics Show, and that's going on in Vegas right now. And a Japanese company this morning unveiled a smart beer fridge that keeps track of how much beer you drink.
Oh, boy.
And will automatically order more when you're running low. It's called the Drink Shift.
It's going to be busy.
It's a new addition to the Brew Buddy fridge.
Gonna earn its money.
It's a beer fridge, but this is the problem with this beer fridge. It only holds 13 beers. If I have 13 beers, guess what? I'm gonna need more beer.
Practice beers is what I call that.
Right? They also revealed this speaker. The Sony people revealed this speaker. That's supposed to be the ultimate party speaker, and it's going to be great for karaoke.
Yeah.
And when you fold it out, it's got cup holders, so you can put your beer on the speaker. And the Sony people were really thrilled when they unveiled this yesterday. And someone said, well, is it waterproof?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, it's not waterproof. And they said, why would you put a speaker that's beer is designed to sit on and not have it be waterproof? And Sony said, oh,
thinking that all the way through.
Gosh, I guess I'm thinking a lot more about beer now that I'm not drinking it.
Well, keep thinking.
Hmm.
Just stop drinking. And remember, stop drinking if it Al starts winking.
We're back on Thursday. That'll be our next show, right?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Make sure you like them on Facebook. Coming very, very soon, the Capriati's food truck. We'll have information concerning that. Of course, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye.